the panic years. That's how my 20s have felt anyway. A panic to be perfect, to have everything figured out before 30. A panic to stay ahead of the cost of living crisis, buy a house, all while staying present because you're only in your 20s once, remember? A panic when people's success on LinkedIn makes your stomach drop. Or a panic when you've got no plans on a Friday night but the rest of Instagram stories does. A panic to constantly self-improve, to read more books until reading more books becomes more of a chore than a hobby that you do just to tick off a to-do list. A panic to make people proud and to spend time with aging grandparents, to keep up with trends, plans with friends and skincare. Quite frankly, I am tired of panicking about the panic years. But I know I'm going to continue to panic about them anyway.